got some money to spend tonight.
Oh, how we love hearing that, because it means it's the weekend, and it means we're going to talk with Jonathan Toman. He's the manager of Peak Radar for the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region, and we're going to talk all things happening this weekend. And Jonathan, there's certainly not a lack of stuff going on this weekend.
Yeah, no, I don't think we have quite enough time to cover everything.
I don't even think, maybe a couple events we can cover, right? I mean, my goodness, it's going to be a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, we can certainly get to a couple, and it's beginning to feel like fall with some of the events that I'm going to talk about as we go through. We'll start with tomorrow at Rockledge Ranch Historic Site is the 10th annual Rockledge Ranch Powwow. And so the rich American Indian history of the Pikes Peak region is interpreted on a daily basis at the ranch. But tomorrow, the ranch will celebrate America's indigenous nations with a traditional powwow, which includes vendors of native jewelry, arts, crafts, food, all sorts of educational exhibits, and, of course, musical and dance performances throughout the day from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. tomorrow at the ranch. Volcar City has back-to-back events Saturday and Sunday. Saturday is Aspens on the Avenue from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., an annual fall art fair that, if you can believe it, will feature fall-themed artworks such as aspens. There will be artists such as painters, glassblowers, metalworkers, jewelers, all sorts of art happening in OCC on Saturday. And then on Sunday is Taste of OCC in Bancroft Park, where you can celebrate the vibrant food and drink scene of the OCC neighborhood, restaurants, craft brewers, distilleries, and, of course, live music as well. So a busy weekend in Old Colorado City. Up the pass in Woodland Park at the UPass Cultural Center is the 22nd annual Rocky Mountain Oktoberfest Plus.
Yes.
They will bring a twist on the traditional German festivities, but do it Rocky Mountain style. So German food, beer, wine, entertainment, but also country, rock and roll music throughout the event as well. That is Saturday and Sunday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. The Pikes Peak International Raceway is hosting the Hot Rod Rock and Rumble today through Sunday, a rockabilly festival featuring a pre-72 car show, drag racing, burnout contest, a flamethrower contest.
I have no idea.
Pretty exciting. pinstriper panel jam, pinup contest, and lots of live entertainment, of course, throughout the weekend. And then finally, the Butte Theater is debuting You Can't Take It With You today through October 6th up in Cripple Creek. So it's a comedy where an eccentric family allows each member to pursue his own ambition in the home, but their routine is disrupted when a daughter with a regular job wants to bring her fiancé and his Wall Street family over for dinner.
Hmm.
So if you're up in the mountains checking out the fall colors, you can swing by the Butte Theater. And there are all sorts of fall-themed events to get you in the mood as the weather starts to cool off and we head toward fall.
Yeah, absolutely. Last weekend of summer this weekend.
Oh, wow. Officially.
Okay. Officially. The last weekend of summer. Yeah.
Where did it go?
Yeah. And of course, Jonathan, that's just some of the events that can go to the Peak Radar website, right?
Yep, for sure. If I missed any details or if you want to find out more, you can go there and check out the many, many, many more things that are happening this weekend and throughout the next few weeks.
Absolutely. And really quick, Jonathan and gang from Peak Radar in the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region going to be here on Tuesday on The Extra because we have to get ready for Arts Month.
Yep, October's Arts Month. We're pumped, and we're pumped to come talk to you on Tuesday.
Sounds excited. I can't wait, Jonathan. Thanks as always.
Yep, have a good weekend.
You too.
It is approaching 7:41, KRDO's Morning News.